Welcome to Sportsmen of Colorado, Colorado's premier outdoor radio show, heard every Saturday morning at 7 on 560 KLZ The Source, with insights on hunting, fishing, archery, guns, and ammo from Colorado's top outfitters, featuring the industry's leading outdoor experts on how to enhance your experience in the great outdoors. Now, here's your host, Scott Whatley.
Good morning and welcome to Sportsman of Colorado. My name is Scott Whatley. I want to thank you for joining us. Our number is 303-477-5600. If you'd like to call in and talk today about the outdoors, we would love to have your call. Check out our website, sportsmanofcolorado.com. There you'll find a lot of great things. Our podcast. I want to really encourage you to listen to our podcast from last week. We actually did a special show on Friday. And we interviewed a lot of people from the International Sportsman's Expo, which we'll talk about a little bit later. But you got to listen to that podcast, a really good show there. And then, of course, our regular show from last Saturday, and that's sportsmanofcolorado.com. We want to thank all of our sponsors. Check out our bragging gallery. Send us any of your photos, and we'll post those there as well. Welcome, my partner, Red Merrill. Red, how are you?
Good morning, Scott. I'm doing good.
Good, man. Glad to have you in today. And it is good to be here, and this is a very, very, very special day for us. As you know, we've talked a lot about over the whole last year, truly the year, and then from May on, about our hunt with Bushman's Quiver, and we are very, very honored today to have Stefan in, the owner, and his wife, Naki, and the girls are actually here, and Mr. Hunter Roop. So, Stefan, welcome.
Yeah, thank you so much, Scott and Red. It's absolutely wonderful to be here. It's almost time for us to go back again. Unfortunately, my family, they're leaving tomorrow, so I'm going to miss them so much. But, oh boy, it was just so much fun to have them over here. And all you guys, I mean, thank you. You've made it so special for us. Thank you.
Good. Hunter, good morning.
Good morning, Scott and Red. Happy to be here again.
Good to have you in as well. And I tell you, we want to talk a lot today about South Africa, and I realize this is Sportsman of Colorado, but let me tell you, if you're a sportsman in Colorado, you need to go to South Africa.
Simple
as that. I mean, we have a great state and a lot to do and a lot of great things to hunt here, but as Red and I have said over and over, this was one of the most tremendous experiences we've ever had in our life, Red.
Well, absolutely. You know, and the thing about hunting and fishing, when you love your sport, you want to go lots of places and participate in it. And, you know, Colorado has got tons of hunters and fishers. And to get a chance to go and hunt some other place and have a great experience, man, we're all into that.
We are. And, you know, I thought we'd take this first segment, gentlemen, and Stefan, you and Hunter can chime in on this together, but we have found since we came back from Africa, there's a lot of people that don't understand hunting in Africa. I mean, you see it on the news, you see different things. So, you know, Hunter, if you want to take the first, what are some misconceptions that you think people have about hunting in Africa and South Africa in general?
Well, I think many people form their opinions about what Africa is like based on what they see on National Geographic specials and that sort of thing. And there's this provincial thinking that Africa is full of game animals, which it is, but that they're all running together in massive herds. And that's not the perception. That's the correct one. Oftentimes, you know, you see these specials on TV and show these mass migrations of wildebeest and things like that. That does occur across the continent and some of the other places further north where there's the terrain is still open. But in South Africa, it's you know, it's hunting. I mean, you're not going to be wading through, you know, herds of animals like you see on TV. Mm-hmm. It still requires some effort on the part of the outfitter and the PH to locate and assess and identify the specific animals that the client is wanting, and that takes some effort, and that's what makes real hunting.
Mm-hmm. And I found, I mean, people just need to get educated because they make so many irresponsible remarks about it, and news people do the same, and media, they do it a lot without knowing really what's going on over there and the conservation efforts that you guys really work for, right, Stefan?
Yeah, absolutely. Let me start off by saying that because of hunting and because of the hunting industry in South Africa, there's more plains game and game in South Africa than ever before, because, I mean, we add so much value to the industry. And there's no canned hunting or something. I mean, some people will take chances, but I can tell you one thing: in the Bushman's Quiver camp, when we go out hunting, I consider it to be fair chase. I mean, it's big areas. We know everything in South Africa is high fenced, but like I said, I consider it to be fair chase. The animals have they have wide open spaces where they can go to, and I can tell you one thing: if you have a high fence around the property and the animals get to know that area, it's even harder. It's much harder to hunt them in that area than what it will be to hunt them in places like where you still get the migration and that. The animal senses are just so good; they know each and every corner of that area. And I'll tell you one thing: I consider it to be fair chase.
Right. Let's go to the phones. We have Vince on the line. Vince, you're on Sportsman of Colorado. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you, sir?
I'm doing very good, thank you.
Good
morning, Vince.
Good morning.
So you've hunted with Bushman's Quiver.
I have, yes. I went 2 years in a row, as a matter of fact. I went in 2012 and again in 2013 with Bushman's Quiver.
Are you married?
I am married.
Man,
yeah.
And I got to get my wife. That 2 year in a row thing didn't work for me.
Well, we actually went again, and we had such a fantastic time in 2012. We booked again, went in 2013, went for a dangerous game hunt with Bushman's Quiver and Stefan with the Cape Buffalo. But my wife went with me on both occasions.
That's great.
We had just a great time. It was, you know, absolutely fantastic.
Had you been anywhere else like that before you went with Bushman's Quiver?
Well, I've used a few outfitters in the past. Mm-hmm. I've been to Alaska for a moose hunt. I've been to Colorado. I drew a big bighorn sheep tag, and I go up to Canada quite often. For a fly-in float plane trip, but you know, nothing quite like this. And to be quite honest, nothing compares to this.
Yeah,
I mean, just a, you know, absolutely fantastic outfitter, and you guys were talking about the game and so forth. You know, that first year we went, and you know, in the course of 1 week, we took 11 very nice plains game animals. So you know, just absolutely fantastic. You know, the quality was impressive. Seeing all those animals was even more impressive.
Right. And talk just a little bit about your experience, because Red and I do a lot, and, uh-huh. and I just want to talk about your experience, you know, from the accommodations, the food, mm-hmm. and just the people that are there on Stefan's team, so to speak.
Yes, sure. Well, I guess, you know, when you're going halfway across the world, you get a little bit worried about, you know, what's going to happen on the other end. But with Stefan and Bushman's Quiver, there's really no worries. You know, we got met right at the airport. They're about 2 hours north of Johannesburg. And, you know, we were picked up right there. We were with them the whole time. Everything was safe. The accommodations, you know, outstanding. You know, we stayed in multiple places over the course of the 2 years that we were there, and everything was nice. You know, they've got a very nice place right now. They moved to another little base camp. You know, beautiful little huts. You know, nice rooms, you know, all the food you can eat, just amazing friendship. You know, I can't say enough about the entire experience.
Vince, who was your PH while you were there?
I used Stefan both years, although I did meet some of his other staff, all exceptionally friendly. First year I went with a friend from work, and he paired up with another PH, FC, and between, you know, Stefan and FC and my wife and myself and the other couple that we were with, we were just laughing our heads off the whole time.
Yeah, you know? We've been there. Yeah, we were the same.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, you know, I was thinking about it just the other day, and I burst out laughing out in the middle of you know, the day, just because we had such a good time, and it was really worth going on over.
Yeah, you know, Vince, I had FC as my guide, and he was so friendly and like you say, so full of fun. And, you know, I like to joke around, and folks, it is a joke, but I like to joke around about how good-looking I am, you know, how handsome I am.
Yeah, that is
and
a joke.
Yeah, and I could, thanks, Scott, and I could, I'd say something like that, you know, and FC, oh, yes, yes, oh, you're a fine-looking man. And, you know, so I had to actually pay him a little more, you know, at the end of the hunt.
Well, every time Red would tell a joke, he would really laugh. And he said, he finally told Red after a few days that Stefan pays him a dollar every time he laughs at a client's joke. And so that's why he was, ho, 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 laugh. So it was great.
Yeah.
Well, Vince, hey, man, thank you so much for taking the time to get up early and call in this morning. And Stefan, any closing remarks?
Yeah, well, Vince, we had a wonderful time. I mean, this year, or last year and the year before that. And you guys also make it easy for us. And I would like to thank you and Marie for that, from myself and from Naki, my wife, and the kids. We really made such good friends, and we cannot wait to have you back. I know that you're planning on coming back next year for Lion.
We are.
So you just go and practice, my friend.
Hey, Vince, take just a second. Tell us about your Cape Buffalo.
Yeah, the primary reason for us going this year, or I guess it was last year now, was Cape Buffalo. And what an experience that was. Just the prep work and everything, I was in communication with Stefan just to get myself ready to go. I've never done a dangerous game hunt. So obviously, you know, it's dangerous. I was concerned about a few things. He made me feel really at ease. He worked me through some of the things I should be working on here before I get over there, just as far as, you know, practice, my loads, that sort of thing. The hunt itself was phenomenal, just absolutely beyond imagination. We got over there and, you know, started in on the hunt, and, you know, Cape Buffalo, it's true, their senses are absolutely amazing. You know, take every elk, deer, anything else you've hunted, combine all those senses together, and that, you know, that's what you get.
Wow.
We were out there in the morning, and we were on the track of some Cape Buffalo, and you know, we're going through the tall grass and a lot of brush, and but the wind was just swirling around on us, and they were just, you know, scenting us, and boy, I'll tell you what, all you could hear were hooves or a flash of black, and you know, it was pretty tough hunting to start with. And then we settled down, took a little bit of a break, had some lunch, came back in the afternoon. The wind had settled down. At that point, I kind of felt like, well, we've got a chance here. And it started to blow from one direction. So we got on them again. And, you know, when I was out there, it was Stefan. I had two trackers and myself. And we, you know, quickly found them again. Then put on the stock, and it was probably about an hour of stock. And in the morning, they were in a bunch of, you know, brush and thick stuff. In the afternoon, it was a lot more open, so we were crawling. We crawled for, you know, close to an hour, and Stefan spent the whole time, you know, with his binoculars on the animal, and he studied that like nobody else.
Mm-hmm.
And when we decided that, yep, that was a good one to take, we moved into position, got ourselves about 40 yards out. And because it was so low on the brush, we couldn't use the tripod for shooting. So I actually took the rifle, put it on Stefan's shoulder, and took the buffalo off of his shoulder.
Oh, man. What were you shooting?
I shot a 416 Remington mag.
Okay.
And that was tipped with a 400 grain Barnes.
TSX. Wow.
Yeah, and you did a good job there, Vince. I mean, that was just perfect shot placement. It was one shot, and we waited a couple of minutes. We moved in, and it was not even necessary for a final shot. So, yeah, that was real fine shooting. We, as PHS, we appreciate good shooting when it comes to dangerous games. So, yeah, thank you for that.
You're welcome.
All right, Vince. Well, hey, Red and I, we'll love to hook up with you sometime and meet you. So we'll try to get in touch with you soon.
That sounds good. Thank you.
All right, man. Thank you. You're listening to Sportsman of Colorado. If you've been thinking about going to South Africa, give us a call, 303-477-5600. You're listening to Sportsman of Colorado, and we'll be right back right after this.
Hi, sportsmen and women of Colorado. This is Steve Pitcock, owner of Hot Shots Automotive, located in Centennial, Colorado. I would like to offer you all a service special for your diesel truck, a complete diesel oil change, tire rotation, and 30-point safety inspection, all for $60. That's right, $60. That's a $125 value. And for you gas drivers, $25. That's a $60 value. Call us today at 303-617-1125. That's 303-617-1125. Or visit us at hotshotsautomotive.com.
For over 30 years, Academy Roofing has been serving Colorado with great customer service. Let me tell you why I am so happy that I chose Academy Roofing. They were efficient, on time, and their cleanup was perfect after my roof was completed. As an A-plus member with the Better Business Bureau, Academy Roofing brings the knowledge and experience you need in a roofing contractor. Call now, 303-360-0708, or visit academyroofinginc.com. At Academy Roofing, your roof is our reputation. Academy Roofing is an official registered company of HaystackHelp.com.
It's 2013 and time to ditch Grandpa's vest look while out on the river. Mountain River Lanyards offers a complete range of quality, handcrafted fly fishing lanyards and accessories. Our products are designed and built by people who work and play in the great outdoors. For more information on where to find Mountain River Lanyards, call 303-690-0477. That's 303-690-0477. Or visit their website at mountainriverlanyards.com. Mountain River Lanyards is an official sponsor of Sportsmen of Colorado.
Lynn Lau Chevrolet is family-owned and operated for 37 years, and our commitment to the community is the best selection, highest trading values, and the best financing. How do we do it? Low overhead. And low overhead means low prices. Lynn Lau Chevrolet, I-225 in East Colfax, or LynnLauChevy.com.
We normally don't think about our garage door until it won't operate properly. Hi, this is Scott Watley. Let me tell you about the company I trust, Affordable Door. Pete and Mary Ann have over 20 years of experience in garage doors, from repairs to replacement. Affordable Doors does it all. A-plus member of the Better Business Bureau and an official registered company of HaystackHelp.com. Call 303-680-8440. Ask Mary Ann for your Sportsman of Colorado special. Call now, 303-680-8440.
Have you been involved in an auto accident, slip and fall, or any other personal injury? I'm Kevin Flesh with Flesh Law, and I've been protecting victims' rights for over 17 years. If you want aggressive representation that will get you the money you deserve, then call me at 303-884-1037 or visit my website at fleshlaw.com. That's Flesh, F-L-E-S-C-H. I will give you the personal service you deserve, starting with a free consultation. Call me, 303-884-1037 or visit me at fleshlaw.com.
If you're looking for the best in the antique firearms world, look no further than Frontier Gallery in Denver. At Frontier Gallery, you'll find the antique Winchesters and Colts, old guns, flintlock, and percussion firearms. You'll also find Western memorabilia and art, along with Indian jewelry and artifacts. Whether you're ready to buy, sell, or trade, you need to visit Frontier Gallery, located at 1452 South Broadway in Denver. Call 303-733-4200 or visit their website at frontiergallery.com.
Hi, this is Scott Watley. If you or a loved one have been injured by the negligence of another person or company, please contact the firm of Irwin & Boson for an honest and fair evaluation of your case. You need a firm of experienced trial attorneys dedicated to protecting your rights. Listen, I've known John Boson for years, and he will give you the personal and professional guidance you need. Call today, 303-999-9999. That's 303-999-9999. Or visit their website, coloradolawyers.com. Irwin & Boson is an official sponsor of Sportsmen of Colorado.
Welcome back to Sportsmen of Colorado. My name is Scott Watley. I want to thank you for joining us, along with my partner, Red Merrill. We have Stefan Vandermeer in studio with Bushman's Quiver. He is the owner, and Hunter Roop is the exclusive agent. I want to give out Hunter's number, and they're going to be at the Tanner Gun Show, which we'll talk about in a minute, but 303-663-4763, 303-663-4763, and as I mentioned, the Tanner Gun Show this weekend. Stefan, his family, Hunter, will be out there a lot of today. We'd love to meet you, so stop by the booth at Bushman's Quiver. Register for a free safari, and that's how I ended up going now. And it was December of 2012. I actually just went to the Tanner Gun Show and registered, and I actually won that. And It has been quite the experience since. So get out there to the Tanner Gun Show and see us. And, Red, Vince mentioned something that you wanted to expand on a little bit.
Yeah, our last caller, Vince, talked about the fact when they were hunting the Cape Buffalo, how much time Stefan spent in glassing and checking out this one particular buffalo, but all the buffaloes, to find a really quality specimen. And I just want to say that that was how it was when you and I went over there with your guide and my guide, that when we went out, they didn't want us shooting just some average animal. They wanted to, us to shoot quality animals. And we, you know, we'd see a herd of like blessed buck, and you might, be 20 or 30 in it. And I can remember when we went out and we glassed those, or FC did, and he said, "No, there's not a really, really good buck in that bunch." Mm-hmm. And so we kept hunting and looking for others until we finally found one, and I wound up killing a blessed buck that made the gold standard in SCI. And I was just, you know, I felt really good about the fact that they wanted us and all of their clients to shoot quality animals.
No, it was. And you're right. And that is one thing that, you know, again, I had to educate some friends when I came back. They go, "Well, do you just pull up and shoot a zebra?" You know, that kind of thing. It's like, no, this is how they do it. And it takes some education. And, Hunter, getting back to that, let's talk about that high fence thing a little bit and some of the other misconceptions.
Yeah, I think that's a big misconception, is that people, you know, think of high fence and they think of maybe the fact that a small amount of acreage is encircled by a fence and that the animals in there are actually captive to that piece of ground. And that's not the way it is in South Africa at all. There's high fence hunting, and then there's hunting without high fence. Primarily, the fence is there to delineate the ownership, and that is a way for the property owner to have an inducement to develop that piece of property and the water resources that are indigenous to his own ownership. You can't have large herds of game animal without water, and water is critical in Africa. Mm-hmm. Some of the other countries there that haven't developed the water resources like has been developed in South Africa, they don't have the game herds that South Africa is known for. And, you know, the analogy that I use with clients when they ask that question, "Oh, what about high fence?" It's kind of like going to a Rockies game. I mean, you know, there's a fence around the stadium, and it's there to keep the nine players in the field, not the baseball. So, right. You know, if you're talking about game animals, I mean, big animals like eland and kudu, no fence is going to contain them. You know, they can jump a fence. Warthogs dig holes underneath the fence. Any animal that's the size of a warthog or smaller will go through that same hole. You're not going to keep any of the cats contained by a fence. So, I mean, the idea that somehow a fence around a piece of property cheapens the experience is just invalid.
Sure. And, you know, I grew up down in Texas along with Scott, and that's been a concept down in Texas ever since I was a kid. There were lots of ranches that put up 10-foot-high game fences, and it enabled them to properly manage their property and to manage the game population and to provide quality hunts. And, Stefan, I wanted to ask you about the difference between some of the other African countries that have, like Kenya, for instance, that has stopped all hunting compared to South Africa, which has a managed concept towards the animals.
I mean, if you look at a country like Kenya, I mean, they stopped hunting many years ago. It's probably been 40 years or so. And there's actually been a decline in the game numbers. And the basic thing is you have to manage your game. And by not hunting, you're not managing your game. I mean, if you do your head counts, and that's the other nice thing about having so high fences, and we have nature conservation involved there as well. I mean, they come out every 3 years when you have to renew your exemption, and they come and inspect your place, and they come and inspect your fences, your property, your water, everything that goes with that to make sure that that you can do a good job on it. And if they are not satisfied with it, they'll take away your exemption and you will not be able to carry on with the game ranching or the game farming, and that will have a negative effect on the hunting as well. So yeah, if you look at places like Kenya and some of the other places where they stopped hunting, I mean, there's just been a major decline. So it speaks for itself.
And you know, that's not only in the decline of the population of animals, but the actual environment is degraded as mm-hmm. well. because, you know, neither the game herds nor the environment is being properly managed. One of the things that hunting does is it brings money into the country for the purpose of, you know, managing the resource.
Sure.
So without that hunting income, I mean, it's a challenge for any country to keep its environmental quality up as well as its game herds.
Yeah, now they've stopped they're looking at stopping the hunting, or a big part of Botswana as well is closed down. You cannot hunt there anymore. And if you look at the elephant population there, and, well, elephants in general, I mean, there's so many elephants in Africa, and especially in Botswana and Mozambique and those areas. And a lot of people come over to Africa and they think, and they ask us, well, can you still hunt elephant? I mean, aren't they in danger or anything? I mean, there's just so many elephants. And if you don't manage the elephant numbers, they can be just so destructive. I mean, you need 2,500 acres for one elephant.
2,500 acres
for one elephant. And I mean, there's just thousands over there. And we have to manage them. And at the same way, we generate an income, and it just adds value to it. So, yep, the people must think what they do.
Mm-hmm. Now, let's talk about the different hunts and everything you have off. Most people, I assume, come over for the first time like we did for Plains Game.
Oh, yes. Yeah, and I think that's a good thing, just to get yourself educated on what the hunting in Africa is all about. And in South Africa, I mean, it just gives you that experience, and it gives you that confidence when you come back for Big Five, that you know what to expect, you know how we do things over there. I mean, some people, they want to come there and get Big Five on their first trip, and that's fine as well, because we will educate them and we will help them to get ready. That's the nice thing with you guys being here as well, and with Hunter. I mean, he's meant so much to me and the Bushman's Quiver family. He's actually part of the Bushman's Quiver family, and he will help you from A to Z to get you ready, whether you're going to go out for Plains Game or for Dangerous Game. He's been there now three times. This will be his fourth year, and every time he spent like 2 months in Africa. So he really is into it, and he's also known as the Bush Baby. And yeah, there's a good reason for that.
I don't know if we have time for that.
2 months in Africa. Boy, that's my goal. I want to go over and spend 2 months. It was a great experience, I'm telling you.
And you can develop really any kind of package.
Oh, yes, no, for sure. I mean, yeah, we have we've got show specials on at the moment. You can log into our website, www.bushmanscover.com, and you can look at some of the specials and the packages that we have on there. And if there's something on there that you would like to change or something totally different, I mean, you just give us a call or send us an email, and we'll work out a tailor-made package for you. I mean, we're not there. We don't try to get rich overnight. That's not just going to happen. We want you to get value for money. The one hand washes the other hand. So, I mean, you come over there, we'll show you a good time. And I can tell you one thing. You can even ask Hunter and Scott and those guys. If you go to Africa, it's a disease. You cannot get rid of it. You'll want to come back. We'll make sure of it. And if you are not willing to leave as a dear friend of the Bushman's Quiver family, then just don't come.
Come out to the Tanner Gun Show today. Be there, what was it, 9 to 5?
9 to 5 on the Saturday and 9 to 4 on Sunday.
All right, come see us out there. You're listening to Sportsman of Colorado. We've got to take a short break, and we'll be back with more with Bushman's Quiver right after this.
Have you given up on finding the right camper that truly fits you and your family's needs? Well, there's hope. At Phoenix Pop-Up Campers, we have developed the most personalized, toughest, best-performing off-roading campers imaginable. Yes, if you can imagine it, we can build it. At Phoenix Pop-Up, we would welcome the opportunity to earn your trust and deliver you the best service in the industry. Mention Sportsman of Colorado and receive $1,000 off your new custom camper. Call 303-286-3921. That's 303-286-3921. Or visit our website at phoenixpopup.com.
Test your skills in the dense brush by the river or guard the Alamo. Paintball Adventures offers Colorado players access to a variety of fields to play in, off-field rentals, and much more. Paintball Adventures handles all types of bachelor, birthday, corporate, private, and church parties. Located at 7375 Reynolds Drive in Sedalia, call now for your Sportsman of Colorado special. The number is 303-762-6160 or visit their website, paintballadventuresofdenver.com. Visit their pro shop at 3107 West Hamden Avenue, open Monday through Friday from 9 to 5.
Early retirement? Changing jobs? Hi, I'm Dot Mecklenburg, president of Dot Mecklenburg, Inc. Section 72T of the IRS code says as long as you take substantially equal payments from your IRA for 5 years or until age 59 and a half, whichever is greater, you will not be penalized 10% for early withdrawal. For a free consultation, call me today at 303-647-1948 or visit me at my website, dotmecklenburg.com.
Dot Mecklenburg Financial Services is an official company of Haystack Help and an A-plus member of the Better Business Bureau. Securities and advisory services offered through Genios Wealth Management, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC.
Be safe, have fun, and qualify for your Colorado carry permit. Teach your kids how to safely handle a rifle, pistol, or shotgun. Hi, I'm Tina Francone, and my staff of NRA-certified instructors at Straightforward Shooting have qualified over 1,000 Coloradans for their Colorado carry permit and have taught hundreds of scouts how to shoot. Get your Sportsman of Colorado discount by calling Straightforward Shooting at 720-989-9662. That's 720-989-9662. Or visit my website, straightforwardshooting.com.
Need a dumpster quickly? Call Roll-Off Remedies. As a local broker, they bring the best rates to your doorstep and save you valuable time and expense. No delivery charge, no fuel surcharges, no pickup charge, no disappointment. 24-hour delivery on all boxes. Mention Sportsman of Colorado and you will receive a 10-day, 30-yard dumpster rental for $285. Call 303-433-1553. That's 303-433-1553 or visit their website at remediesdumpsterrental.com. Roll-Off Remedies is an A-plus member of the Better Business Bureau and an official sponsor of Sportsman of Colorado.
This is me.
Welcome back to Sportsman of Colorado. My name is Scott Whiteley. I'm my partner, Red Merrill. We have Stefan in studio, owner of Bushman's Quiver, Hunter Roop, the exclusive agent. Again, we will all be out at the Tanner Gun Show today, and I hope you'll come by and see us. And one sponsor I want to mention real quick, One Shot Gear. We want to thank them, and they were at the ISC show as well. Stop out there and see Grant and Alex. If you'll mention Sportsman of Colorado, they'll give you 10% off of all clothing and boots. They're the largest stocking dealer in Colorado. If Sitka makes it, they've got it. Very knowledgeable staff with infield experience. And so stop out there at One Shot Gear. They're located at 4720 South Santa Fe Circle in Inglewood.
Yeah, and you know, Scott, I just wanted to say a little bit about our experience when we went to South Africa and about people who go with you who don't hunt. And my wife got to go with me, and I very strongly encouraged her. And she, you know, she wasn't sure whether she should go because, you know, it was two guys going hunting that are best friends, and the bonding experience that guys have over hunting and stuff. But I strongly encouraged her to go. I told her, I said, well, honey, I'm not going to tell you you have to go, but I think you'll be sorry if you don't go. And so she did go and took about 1,000, at least 1,000 photos.
And you could have shot 4 more animals if you hadn't got that film developed.
But she just had a fantastic time and still talks about it and wants to go back again. And when we go in 2015, she will get to go with us. And so, Stefan, just tell us about some of the experiences that observers or non-hunters can have when they come over.
Yeah, well, what I can tell you is that you must make sure that you bring enough memory for your camera with.
Yeah,
true. Because you're going to be taking a lot of pictures. And not only on the hunting part, but, I mean, you can go out and you can go and do the souvenir shopping, or we call it curio shopping, where you can buy some of the stuff that's made in Africa, which is very special and not expensive at all. Then you can go and you can visit the Wildlife Rehabilitation Center, and you can go play with the baby lions and that. You can go on a Big Five game drive where you can we will get to see the elephants and some of the other animals, and you'll really be able to take some really beautiful photographs over there. You can go and do the interaction with the elephants, or you can actually go and ride the elephants, and that is really, really amazing. I mean, every time that my family and I go over there with clients, we just experienced such a good time, and we just cannot say enough about it. I mean, those animals are so intelligent. So yes, it's the elephant back riding, the interaction with the elephants where you don't have to ride them. You can, like I said, do the souvenir shopping. You can go skydiving if you want to. You can go to a health spa, which is really exceptional for the, especially for the ladies. If they just feel like relaxing and spending some time at a health spa, they can do that. They can play golf. You can go on horseback safaris. You can go and visit some of the diamond mines and the gold mines. Or you can just go out with your husband. And I mean, there's a lot of women out there that that also like to hunt. And we've had some good women or lady hunters out there. So, and I mean, they don't call it the gentleman's safari for nothing, because it's not like it's not that rough. Like, you're out in the middle of the bush and you won't have any water with you, and everything is going to bite you and kill you. It's pretty easy out there. And then you can also go and visit the crocodile farms. Then we have our lady there from African jewelry. Her name is Morena, and she can come over and she can show you her African jewelry. We can buy some stuff that's made out of elephant hair. I mean, I think you've got some of those bracelets.
Yes.
Some diamonds, whatever you want to do. Then you can also go out on quad bikes. You can just go out and hike. So yes, it's just a relaxing time out there. It is Africa, so most of the activities that you can take part in there would be around game viewing and stuff having to do with animals and Africa.
And you can really, one thing I really liked when Dave's dad was out there, mm-hmm. and I mean, he was an older gentleman, and you do everything to fit that person. You can customize a hunt for that person's not only ability, but for their age and you know, maybe a possible handicap, whatever, you can help them with.
No, for sure. I mean, like I always say, it doesn't matter whether you are physically handicapped or whether you are the fittest person in the world. We can cater for you, and we've got access to more than 200,000 acres of hunting ground. So depending on your capabilities and what you can do, we will make sure that we'll show you a good time. I mean, if you are in a wheelchair, we will not expect you to go over mountains. So we have different areas where we hunt. Some of the places are more physically demanding than other places. And then if you're a fit person and you want to walk out there and spend some time hiking, we can do that as well. And I'll promise you, we don't have the big mountains, well, not as big as the Rockies that I can see from here. But if you spend half an hour or an hour up in those hills, you will think that it's a mountain. It feels like a mountain.
Talk a minute about, I mean, this is a family business, and you know, your wife and girls are here, and we've grown to just, you know, love you guys so much, and we do feel like family with you. And how special is it to have your family right there with you and working with you?
You know what, Scott, that's my drive force behind this whole thing. Everything I do it for my family. And for me to be able to provide for them and to create a good future for these guys, I mean, I need to be honest, and there's no way that I'm going to jeopardize my future with my family by not being honest. So what you see is what you get, and I mean, they are just so supportive. I cannot believe that they are actually going to leave me tomorrow. It's the first time they've been to the States with me before, but it's the first time that they did the show, some of the shows with me, and that they've helped me over here. So yeah, all I can say is, I mean, they send straight from heaven, and I can just thank them. And yep, that's what it's all about, my family.
Well, that's good. Now, we want to, I've had a lot of people ask me, do you only do rifle? And I said, no, they do archery. So kind of talk about the different ways, and Hunter, you can do this too, with the archery versus rifle and how that differs.
Well, one of the things that I think is important in terms of the experience that Bushman's Quiver offers is that our concessions are segmented. We have certain concessions that are allocated just for bow hunting, and the animals, of course, are not as highly pressured there as they are some of the rifle concessions. But when you have access to as much ground as we do, I mean, the animals are not highly pressured even in the rifle hunting scenarios. But also the fact that Stefan himself is an archer, I think lends a high degree of credibility to the experience that we offer. We hunt from ground blinds, we hunt from elevated blinds, we hunt from dugout blinds, And we have setups that enable the archer to get the kind of presentation, you know, on the animals that is needed to place a good shot. And I think we have real high success with our archery hunters. It's not going to be as high level an activity as rifle hunting, of course, because the ranges and conditions and that sort of thing are much more critical than they are in rifle hunting. But all of the bow hunters that we've had have been highly successful. Sometimes towards the end of their hunt, they'll decide to switch from, you know, a bow to a rifle, especially if they think that that's going to be, you know, their one-time trip to Africa. They want to get the animals that they've come for. And so sometimes they will wrap up their archery hunt with the 1 or 2 days of rifle hunting. But it's a real fine experience. You've got the, you know, if you say you want to come and you want to bow hunt, you're not locked into bow hunting. We're very flexible about that. The main thing is to show the client the experience that they expect to have, and that's what we provide.
And you can use crossbow too, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, I've done some crossbow hunting myself there, and for a bush pig at nighttime and that sort of thing. And so, yeah, you can use a traditional stick bow, recurve, compound bow, crossbow,
spear,
tennis ball, whatever. So yeah, it's nice, and we also have a crossbow in camp as well that you can use. So I mean, if you bring a rifle and you hunt your animals with your rifle, and you feel like taking something with a crossbow as well, that's available as well. And
yeah,
it's
that
a lot of fun. That really
time.
Is a lot of fun.
Let's go to the phone real quick. We've got Oak on the line. Oak, good morning.
Morning, Scott. How you doing?
We're doing great, man. How are you?
Good. Wanted to say hi to Stefan and Hunt, and just wanted to talk a little bit about my experience there.
We'd love to have you do that.
Good morning, Oak.
Good morning, Stefan. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thank you for phoning in.
Good. Well, as you know, I won the drawing in 2012. In fact, my wife put in for it, and while I was talking with you, and you sent me an email a couple days later, and I was kind of surprised and wondering what the heck this thing was. Because the last time I had won anything was the draft lottery back in the early 70s. we had to do our due diligence. And, by gosh, you know, everything that we read about you, and, you know, from all the references that we got, I talked to people from Malta and all around the world, it seemed. And everybody said the same thing, that was, you know, that you guys were tremendous. And so we went ahead and booked the safari in August. And you mentioned before about some of the wives, what they can do if they didn't hunt, and my wife didn't hunt, but she went on all the hunts, or almost all the hunts with me, and she just had a ball. The amount of game that we saw was just unbelievable. And, I hunted with a bow and with a gun, and the two hunts with the bow that she didn't go with me because the blinds were too small, but I took a tremendous kudu with my bow, and that was my first bow kill. Since then, I've been fortunate after that, but that was quite an experience. And Epsi, who was on PH at the time for that, got it on tape, which was unbelievable.
Wow, that's cool.
It was. And like Vince and you said before, you know, Stefan and Epsi wouldn't let me shoot half a dozen animals, which I thought were tremendous trophies because they weren't big enough and they weren't mature animals. So like you said, Scott, they make sure that you take a good trophy in the experience. They want to make sure the experience is, you know, 100%. Finally, Stefan, you mentioned about what we could do, what the women can do, the other things to do there. And well, we went on that elephant ride that you were talking about, which was quite an experience. I just wanted to get a picture of Grandma up on the elephant for the grandkids, but it was quite educational as well as the thrill of it. But I expected to hear a bleeding heart tell us how we have to leave all the animals and how, you know, all the elephants, and we can't shoot them and everything else. And the first thing this old Rhodesian gentleman who runs the place said was that, you know, we have too many elephants. And like you had said, Stefan, that, you know, in order to save them, we have to cull them, which was refreshing to hear, to, you know, a true, honest opinion about where the elephants are in the world. But and then we also, one thing you didn't mention, this fun, is the zip line that my wife and I went on.
Yeah, we did that too. That was awesome.
Wasn't that incredible? And I find it interesting because the zip lines over in Africa are not like the zip lines here in Denver, you know, as far as the safety stuff, and I mean it's still very, very safe, but it's more realistic. It's a better experience, I think, than you have here when you have everything. You know, I'm surprised they don't have nets here.
Yeah, Red had a sore throat for a few days from screaming as he was going across the canyons there, but it was fun.
Yeah, and if you want,
because my harness was too tight.
And if you want discount at the zip line, we can give you some old equipment that's not that good anymore. And yeah. I mean, we can give you 50% off, I'm sure.
And even so, I mean, it was tremendous, and it was, you know, totally safe. If anybody's concerned about that, but it was wonderful.
Yeah, it was.
In fact, my wife and I had such a great time that we're going back again in May, and this time we're going to go back for Cape Buffalo and a lioness and some other plains game. And I think she may even take an Impala or a Springbok this trip. She got pretty excited about the hunt.
Wow. And what kind of rifle did you shoot over there, Oak?
I shot a 300 short mag.
Okay. That's what Red shoots.
Yeah.
Yes.
And that was planning for everything except for the Eland. And I took an Eland, and that was probably one of the most fun hunts because we hunted Eland for, I don't know, Stefan, how many days was that, like 7 or 8 days?
Yes, at least a week.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, we'd find them, we'd track them, and we'd lose them because those things can just cover ground like you would not believe. And, you know, a couple times, in fact, the first day I went out for an Eland, I had my bow, and I had this big Eland bull at 15 yards, and I drew back to shoot, and I didn't shoot, and Epsy was with me at the time, and he said, "Oak, why didn't you shoot?" And the animal was so big, and he was so close that when I put my pin on him, I didn't know if I was aiming at his part lung area, his stomach, or his butt.
Just stick it, man. Just throw an arrow at it. Yeah.
I've got a good dog.
Yeah.
But it was kind of funny because a couple weeks, I guess the week after we left, another hunter from Colorado came up there and shot that Eland. And we looked at it. We looked at him for 5 or 6 days, you know, looking for that same Eland. We never saw him again. So, but it was a heck of a hunt. It was more fun than I could ever expected. And anybody who's thinking about it, if you ever win the lucky drawing, man, go for it.
I'm telling you. No, you're right, Oak. And
even if you don't win that drawing, go for it.
Yeah.
Scott won the drawing, but I went with him.
Yeah.
Well, my wife won the drawing, and I went with her. So.
Yes.
Right. Well, good deal. Well, Oak, thank you so much. And I know I speak for Stefan, and that, you know, thank you for being such a good friend of them and a good testimonial for them as well. But you're right, man. I'm telling you, it's an experience of a lifetime. And that's what we said, although our plan is to go back in May, June of 2015 as well.
Oh, good for you guys.
So we appreciate it, Oak, and we'll see you soon.
Talk to you guys later.
Bye. Okay.
Thanks, Oak. Bye.
Okay, Stefan, let me ask you a question about your background. How did you get into hunting, and how did you get into the outfitter business?
Well, I grew up in the bushveld, so to speak. I mean, we lived in the city. But we had a game, or my dad had a game farm up north, in a place close to a place called Messina, which is it's close to the Zimbabwean border. And yeah, that's where I grew up, basically, or so to speak. And I spent so much time out there in the bush with my dad and with friends and with family. And yeah, I took my first Impala when I was 6 years old. And well, like I said, it's a disease, and once it's in you, you cannot get rid of it. And I mean, as much as I love animals, I love hunting, and it's because I love animals that I hunt as well, because I know what it means for the industry and I know what it means for the animals. So yeah, I grew up in the business, and then I got my professional hunter's license back in 1995, and that's where I started hunting. And I started off freelancing for other outfitters. It's not an easy thing just to start up by yourself. You need the experience. You need to build up. I mean, you must be able to crawl before you can walk. So I went through the whole process, and then eventually I started my own outfit with my family, with Naki and Marnay and Anya. And well, she does the cooking, and she takes care of the camp and the housekeeping and all that. And the kids are just so supportive as well. So yeah, they just make it so easy. And well, because of my love for hunting and for the African bush and my love for people, I think it's a good combination to make this business a success. And yeah, that's what I can say.
Sure. Well, let me ask you this. A person wants to or has the desire to hunt African game. What makes South Africa the preferred place to go over, say, some of the other countries?
Well, it's very easy accessible. I mean, you fly into Johannesburg, and we'll be there to pick you up and make sure that your rifles come through and all that. Then you have about an hour and a half to 2 hours drive to base camp. There's no diseases there, or like there's some areas where there's low risk malaria, like when you get closer to the borders in the Kruger Park and those areas. But in my area where we hunt, there's no malaria, and then there's also no yellow fever or Congo fever or any of that stuff. We've got doctors and hospitals and everything that you'll need close by. It's not as remote, and that's what, like I said, they call it the gentleman safari, and there's just so many things to do. You can bring your whole family with, you can bring your kids with. It's just such a lovely experience to bring your kids. I've had people over there where dad brought his son over, and they didn't really have a good relationship. And I tell you one thing, after 10 days in Africa, they spent so much time together, and the first thing they told me after they got back is that it has such a positive impact on their relationship. So, yeah, I think that's amazing.
That is. And Hunter, you really get the satisfaction that I've just, from being around you now for all this time, of where you kind of have that initial meeting where people like us walk up and just say, we'd love to go. What is that feeling like for you, that once they go, you're over there a lot of times with them, and then you come back and they're just like us, we're just thrilled, and it was just the greatest experience, just like all these other folks have said. What's that like for you in a fulfillment way?
Well, I started out as a young child. My father was a hunter, and so there was this certain mystique around the whole aspect of hunting. And it was that initial spark that got me interested in just learning about hunting in general, and especially on a worldwide basis. And I read all the material that was available to me back in the 50s and 60s on, the big African safaris of Roosevelt and Rurik and Hemingway and that sort of thing. And, just like we've been talking about, your whole personage just gets infused with that enthusiasm. And so for me, it was a lifelong dream to go to Africa. I kept putting it off. And when I met Stefan, he said some simple words to me that really stuck with me. And he said, it's never going to be any easier or cheaper to go next year. And I was waiting until I retired, before I thought I would realize the dream. And I said to myself, those words just rang so true with me. And so I booked a hunt with him that year. We went, and we had excellent rapport. And now I feel like, I have a family on another continent. Mm-hmm. And, when you see someone that has that same dream, then you assist them in realizing it. And then they come back, and you can just see the glow on their face from the experience that you have. That's personally rewarding for me, and that's, what keeps me going.
It wasn't a glow for me. That was a bruise for my wife when I told her I was going back in 2015.
Well, if she comes with you, Scott, she'll know.
She said she will.
She will understand.
That'll make all the difference in the world when she comes back with you.
Right.
Be interesting to have her on the show.
Oh, no.
After all the dialogue we've had about these kinds of issues, to get her in here and hear what she has to say.
Right. And Hunter, again, is the exclusive agent for Bushman's Quiver. And what that means is simply this. He will hold your hand and help you through all the questions, the paperwork, and I can't tell you how thorough the guy is. Extremely thorough. There is no question left unanswered. When you go, you want to go and just enjoy it. You don't want to be thinking about things, and Hunter really helps you with that. Again, his number, 303-663-4763. Bushmansquiver.com. You can go there, check out the website, a lot of things about the different packages they have, and tips and things to bring, all that kind of information is there for you. So again, check that out. Also, again, we will be at Titaner Gun Show today, so stop by the booth. You heard Oak say he won the hunt. I'm telling you, I won it, and you got to go by. The only way I can promise you won't win is if you don't enter. Okay, so come by, say hello. We'd love to meet you. And guys, it's been great. So, man, thank you so much, Stefan.
Yeah, thank you. And I would also like to say thank you to Colorado. I mean, you guys and everybody over here has just been so good to me and my family. And because of this, I don't spend time and fly all around and across the United States. I spend most of my time here in Colorado. I've made so many friends over here. And thank you for that. And then for my family, my parents back in South Africa, I think they're listening now as well, thanks to technology. And my other friends in Africa, I would like to say thank you and hi to you, and we love you guys, and we'll see you soon.
All right, and Hunter, thank you as well.
Absolutely.
Let's go to the phones. We got Dan Johnson with us. Dan, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
All right, man. Now, these are the guys I told you got to go to Africa in 2015, so I'm going to call you after the show and tell you about a couple open houses we're doing over the next week. I want you to come to one of them.
All right, well. Yeah, call me Monday because I'm stuck in New Orleans.
Oh, you are? Oh, okay. Good deal. All right, man.
While I'm away, go ahead and go in there and tell those guys that I'm giving the best deals of the year.
You're giving the best deals of the year right now. All right. Okay. Yep. So I know another friend just came out and bought another vehicle this last week from you, so thanks for that.
Yeah.
And everything. So what's going on out there this weekend a little bit?
Well, we still got Silverados, up to $7,500 off on the new 2014, which is really good. I mean, that's a great deal. And, you know, we still have the Cruze that you can lease it, no money down, just sign, and $199 a month. And that's a nicely equipped LT model.
Boy, it really is. And I tell you, that 2014 Silverado is absolutely beautiful. Chris took me out and showed me one. You had one that came in as a special order. He took me out there and showed it to me, and it was gorgeous.
Oh, yeah. They're very nice.
Very, very nice. And also, we always want to mention you have a full-service shop, of course, and your body shop. And, you know, through the winter here, a lot of people getting some accidents and things, and no matter how big or how small, you know, they have a tremendous body shop out there. And as Dan has said and I've said, don't let your insurance company force you into going to their quote approved body shop, because they can't do that.
That's right. You can take it anywhere you want, and you know, some people have rental insurance and some don't, and I'm happy to help if they need a car or whatever. If we schedule it and they need a car for a few days, you know, I'm happy to help there if their insurance company doesn't cover it for it. So that's a benefit that most dealerships won't give.
Okay. Well, get out to Lynn Lyle Chevrolet. If you're in the market for a great pre-owned vehicle, you want to check out the new 2014s, check them out. Again, they are our only auto dealership that we endorse here, and Dan takes great care of us and friends and family, and supports our show tremendously. We wouldn't even be on air if it wasn't for Lynn Lyle Chevrolet. They have helped us that much. So, Dan, we appreciate it, and I hope you get out of New Orleans and get back to Denver soon.
Well, I'm trying. So okay. You guys have a good weekend.
Okay, man.
Thanks,
you too.
Dan.
That's Dan Johnson with Lynn Lyle Chevrolet. Drive east and pay the least. 14500 East Colfax, 303-344-3100. Well, great show again, guys. Thank you very much. Come out to the Tanner Gun Show and see us. Bushman's Quiver, Ammo Can, High Plains Safe Sales. Some of our great sponsors will be out there. Have a great afternoon, and we will talk to you next Saturday. For my partner, Red Merrill, I'm Scott Whatley. Talk to you next Saturday.